Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, well, hello, hello there. Welcome to Cozy Cryptid. I'm your host, Tanner, and it's nice to have you here. In this episode, we're going to watch Alien, directed by Ridley Scott. Great use of practical effects. Great horror film. Great sci-fi film. One of my favorites of all time. I hope you enjoy it as I ramble on about it and whatever else comes to mind. If you want to watch along with me, I got it queued up now. In the count of three, I'll hit play, and we'll begin watching the movie. Three, two, one. Great. We start off with the 20th Century Fox classic logo with the spotlights and everything. And we open up to the space. Dark abyss. Twinkling lights. Stars. Once again, you see Ridley Scott directed this movie. Made this movie. And the picture is Tom Skerritt, which I believe is the captain. Sigourney Weaver. Great actress. Badass. Veronica Cartwright, Harry Dean Stanton, got a middle name Harry for, John Hurt. As we see, watching the credits roll, we see the title come in as almost like hieroglyphics, and make it seem, according to Ridley Scott, make it seem like there's civilized species, the xenomorphs, but we know that's not to be the case. Then we go into another one. Okay, also producers, Mr. Gordon Carroll, David Geller, and Walter Hill have produced this film. Again, we see that Ridley Scott directed the film. Very eerie music, as we can see. Then we see the Nostromo, a mining vessel carrying 20 million tons of ore. It's on its way home. It's only a crew of seven. It's a mighty big ship for only seven people, I must say. It's great shots of the model they use here. It's only like 4 feet. It wasn't a very big model. Great use of practical effects here. And great cinematography. Now we see the inside of the ship. And the hulls. A pipe just running through it. almost like veins in the body. Almost blurring the lines of like metal and organic. Continue on, we see this shot of the lights, the switch. I think it might play a role later on in the film. The red and blue switches. We see the shot of the ladder, the white room. Again, does that play another role in the film later? I hope that makes sense. That'd be nice. See pages fluttering and as we make across the main room. See a bunch of computers and buttons on things and see a robot? A camera. It's looking at a computer. The coffee next it turns on the computer. Capacity 20,000 tons, okay. What is it doing? It's waking up the crew, I think, right now. Or get a new mission report. Or directives. Continue on. Fades to black. Lights are turning on. As we're illuminated to the hall. As the cameraman walks down the hallway, we come to a door with a that's white and has like an X made of squares in the top. It opens up and we see darkness. As it comes to more illuminated, we see something else. See, there's white walls, almost room seems to be octagonal, shaped like an octagon. Music very eerie here. Lights turn on and we see the pod, the sleep pods of the crew is where we're at. And they open up and I believe they wake up here soon. Man seems to be waking up and taking off the sensors off his body. Originally, Ridley Scott wanted this scene to be of all the actors naked, but he couldn't get it passed for the rating. Or get to like be too what's the word inappropriate for viewing a theater. But you wanted him naked because you want to like be more realistic. So they all woke up now and they're all eating some food, coffee, just chit chatting. I mean, it's so it's like a have morning breakfast kind of thing.
I am cold.
You're cold.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, you look dead.
Anybody ever tell you you look dead?
Oh yeah, right. I just forgot something, man. Before we dock, I think we ought to discuss the bonus situation.
Right.
Brett and
right.
I, we think we ought to, we deserve full shares, right?
Right. Baby? You see, Mr. Park and I feel that the bonus situation has never been on an equitable level.
Well,
equitable.
Get what you contracted for like everybody else.
Yes, but everybody else gets more than us.
Now, his mother wants to talk to you.
Mother.
Yes.
Mother seems to be like the HQ. Much like, what's his name? From Jasmine Wonder Space Odyssey.
There's only
nothing good on the ship.
Continue on. So the captain seems to be talking to the mother. Or he's going to right now. He's going to the place where he does it. Bro, I don't know how did he know which button to press. I mean, how get these lights to work like this? This set's amazing. He's in a room where he talks to the mother. So this is like a white room with a bunch of like lights around him. Morning, mother. Alrighty. Okay. Is ready for. What's the storm, mother?
Right?
Okay. Plug us in.
Alrighty. So they're thinking, thank you, as they woke up, they're close to Earth. But I think...
Where's Earth?
You should know.
It's not our system.
Yeah.
Scan.
Well,
contact traffic control.
This is commercial towing vehicle Nostromo out of the Solomons. Registration number 1809-246.
Already. Very interesting shape, this ship. I wonder, I think they probably built it in space and didn't like, because I don't think it would work.
Nothing.
If they try to like launch that into space from Earth.
I found it. Just short of Zeta 2 Reticuli. Haven't reached the outer rim yet.
Calling Antarctica traffic.
What the hell are we doing out here?
Well, the Snow Weaver, give out the eye contact.
It's not our system.
I know that.
Listen, you don't notice how they never come down here.
Very loud in this ship.
Same damn reason we get a half share of their one. Our time is their time. That's the way they see it.
No, but
same old shit, man.
But I think I know why they don't come down here. It's because of you. You don't have no personality.
You know, license holes, man. Continue. So these two seem to be upset about their pay. They seem to believe that they're getting paid unfairly, which I understand that completely. Oh, damn. Sorry, hit a button. Oh, God.
What's happening now, baby?
What's happening? Tell me.
Well, some of you may have figured out we're not home yet. We're only halfway there.
What?
Mother's interrupted the course of return.
What?
Yeah. She's programmed to do that. She'd
say, oh, yeah?
Conditions arise, they have.
Like what?
Seems she has intercepted a transmission of unknown origin. She got us up to check it out.
Okay.
Transmission?
Some alert.
Yeah.
What kind of a transmission?
So they want a mining ship to check out a transmission?
SOS. I don't know.
Human.
Don't know.
So what?
We're obligated on section.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but this is a commercial ship, not a rescue ship.
Right.
It is not my contract to do this kind of duty. What about the money? If you want to give me some money to do, I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
Let's go over the bonus situation. We have never
talked about
the bonus.
Sorry,
situation.
Can I say something?
Let's talk about the bonus.
There is a clause in the contract which specifically states any systematized transmission indicating a possible intelligent origin must be investigated.
I don't want to hear it.
We don't know that's intelligent.
I want to go home and party.
Parker, will you just listen to the man?
Yeah. Yeah, look.
A penalty of total forfeiture.
Well, that look what he gave me, he called him a man. The man. Listen to the man.
You got that?
Little hint.
Yeah. All right, we're going in.
Yeah, we're going in.
Very titty, up to down titties in this shot, in that shot there.
Equatorial orbit nailed.
9, 8 seconds on. Continue on. Okay, we're here. They're approaching the planet. Great shot there. Planet, I see all the planets.
DOR is in line.
How's the status on the lifters?
Give me an AC pressure.
Man, those planets seem awfully close to each other. Couldn't think of it. That must be a moon. They're landing on.
Disengage.
Yeah.
Safe. Let's take you down.
Great.
Roll 92 degrees, port yaw.
Prime the port.
I'm making the lighting sequence. Great music right now, as you can probably hear. I think they're slowly turning on our axis to line up with the surface, to be parallel with it. A bunch of numbers on the screen for some reason. Part showing their speed and their elevation and everything like that.
Floating. Drops any time now, we'll catch it.
All right, initial damping's going off. All on people is going to be a little bump.
All right.
What the hell was that?
Pressure dropping in deck 3. Must have lost a shield.
Let's go in.
Lost a shield. Yeah. Very intense.
Dropping off now.
Very claustrophobic looking cockpit they have here.
There we are, we've got it.
Take her down.
Approaching parachute.
Again, amazing.
Navigation lights on.
So really, Scott wanted like those lights underneath the ship to be straight, but this couldn't get it done. Yeah. This ship is like 4 feet wide, like a 4 feet wide. This is a great shots here of like some geography, your practical effects right now. Carbon dioxide being used right now. How did they? Oh, jeez. Oh, they fucked up. It's fire. The alarm's going off. It's not good.
Somebody give me a straight answer. It's the whole breach.
Whole breach. Man, you went like a foot off from the ground. What's this shit made of? Like aluminum foil? What the hell?
Is our speed of 4 cells are gone.
Oh my God.
Is that it?
Dry dock.
Look, we couldn't fix it out here anyway. We got to reroute all these ducts, and in order to do that, we've got to dry dock.
Dry dock.
What else?
What's dry dock mean? Does that mean something?
What
are we doing here? How are you doing, guys? You know, just doing all right? You guys having fun yet? We're going crazy on this planet.
Any response yet?
No, absolutely nothing.
Except I like your hair.
Transmission every 12 seconds. All the other channels are dead.
Right. Better have to wait till it gets shit repaired. Right? Okay.
We can't go anywhere in this.
Yeah, seem to be stuck here.
Well, Mother says the sun's coming up in 20 minutes.
I mean, ain't the worst when you gotta go somewhere and your car breaks down.
Under 2,000.
Like, geez, I think one time I went to see my sister in North Carolina, and we the car broke down, and we had to get it fixed on the way there. It was like $800 to get it fixed. For like a muffler or something was fucked up on it or something like that. Now they're doing a bit of a
rock lava base.
Not environment, but atmosphere. Okay, what's the word? I'm sorry, I'm so bad at like remembering words sometimes. You know, you ever get that feeling?
You too, Lambert.
You ever have that problem? Atmosphere. Fucking. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. They're getting ready to go out and check the place out. Ready to fix the chip and outside. Do some repairs. They look like little astronauts. The day of astronauts and stuff. Pretty. Keep everything pressurized here. Get them toxic environment out in their helmets. Got a suspended in the chair. So the shot of them going down from the ship and the little platform, those were actually kids, some kids of the crew, really. Those were children because they were short enough to make the models seem bigger. If they used adults, they'd be like them seem like giants. Shot.
You a question?
What do you want to ask her?
If they find what they're looking for out there, that means we get full shares.
Don't worry, Parker. Yeah, you'll get whatever's coming to you.
Look, I'm not gonna do any more work. We get this straightened out.
Brett, you're guaranteed by law to get a share.
What?
Why don't you just fuck off?
What? And what'd you say, Rick?
If you have any trouble, I'll be on the bridge.
Stuff needs to be like busting.
Son of a bitch. What's the matter?
Yeah. It's gonna be a problem.
Can't see a goddamn thing.
Quit griping.
I like griping.
Come on, knock it off.
So what are they looking for here? Probably looking for the signal that a mother intercepted.
How's it going?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, how's it going,
that
man?
That transmission through ECIU.
Going with some coffee.
Hasn't identified it yet.
You mind if I give it a shot?
Please do.
Alrighty. Continue onwards. Continue towards our great. There's a binary on the screen here. That seems to have a little trouble here. A cat. I want a cat so bad, man. I can't have a cat. My fiance won't let me have a cat. Not until we get our stuff sorted out, I guess. I want a black cat. Right back to the crew, the team that's out on the planet. And we see them come somewhere. This look is very eerie right now. What is that instrument right there? That noise. It sounds like a wind instrument. Ooh, we see crash shipped in the background.
Ash, can you see this?
Yes, I can. I've never seen anything like it.
Yes, it's very strange. Quite strange indeed. The ship seemed to crash here. So how did this scene right here is they really Scott recorded this scene and recorded it and on a, like a TV screen, like him watching it through a TV, then recorded the TV, then like shots of them.
Let's get out of here.
We've got this far, we must go on. We have to go on.
And he uses like different shots of them on the surface.
Will you say that again?
Like out there.
I'm going back to the console.
John Hurt. Is that John Hurt? Who's John Hurt? Wow. It's cool. I got a little thing that automatically like pulls the keyboard closer to you. That's cool. It's a horse-shaped ship here. I think we know what this is if you've seen the later Alien movies. We slowly approach the... seem to be wanting to go inside the ship now to investigate it. Signal, they're losing signal. That's not very good. Oh, static. Well, this ship is like, seems like a rib cage almost, this hallway. Very like wet looking. It's very moist. We see condensation. Right. What are we doing here? Checking stuff out? This is them going through the hallway. It's very dark, very eerie, very creepy.
Come got something different down here.
What's different?
I don't know what it is, but see if we can get up that wall. If we can get up that wall, we can find out.
Yeah. What do you see? What is it that you see, my guy? Tell something. Oh, I know what that is. Is that the queen? Is that a queen carcass? We see the queen in Aliens, which is the next movie in the series. Very cool looking.
Like it's been dead a long time. Fossilized.
Oh. Sorry for coughing.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Yeah.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Seems to be from a chest burster. Yeah, I'll bring you out of there. Probably a great idea.
Hey, Dallas! Lambert, come on over here!
What do you see there? Oh, I see Darkhold, you want to investigate? Have you seen any movie ever?
What
you
make of this?
Wow. Sigourney Weaver
Ash,
is chilling.
That transmission. Mother's deciphered part of it. It doesn't look like an SOS.
What is it?
Well, it looks like a warning.
A warning.
I'm gonna go out after them.
What's the point? I mean, but the time it takes to get there, you'll. They'll know if it's a warning or not, yes?
Yeah. What are you trying to do, man? Like you know something. What do you think? I mean, I know he knows something, but maybe you haven't seen this movie before. Are you on the movie, by the way? Are you got some popcorn with you?
Okay, down there?
This is like sent into the hole like idiots, man. A bunch of morons. It's investigating stuff. It's like rib cage looking place here.
I don't know, but it's like the goddamn tropics in here.
Tropics, and it's very humid in there.
Hell,
very hot and humid in that place, I'm guessing he's trying to say. Blue light here. So to get this like steam to like light up like that, they use like a laser and some like like a fog machine, and they caught it on camera. That's how they get it on camera. It's like this right here.
This is completely enclosed and it's
very cool,
full of
like
leathery objects like
photography right here. That buzzing sound, man. Oh.
There's a layer of mist just covering the eggs that reacts when broken.
Oh, you fell. Yeah. Fuck, man. Right. Oh, shit. There's a bunch of eggs down there.
Okay, I just slipped.
Oh, fuck. You slipped, son? Damn, you fucked up. You done fucked up, son. I'll tell you, Rip, send your epitaph to your kids, man. Get your will together. You're done. You're donezo. To be sealed. John Hurt is the dad from Hellboy, ain't he? Yeah, that's John Hurt right there. John Hurt, no, don't die. You're such a good actor. You seem to be
wait
something.
A minute, this movement seems to have life.
Oh, life. What are you trying to do here? Oh, it opened up. Oh, fuck. Looks so wet in there. Ugh. Ugh. That's gross looking. It's almost like a heart. Oh shit, attacked him. It's on his face, the face hugger. Very interesting life cycle those xenomorphs have. I'm not familiar with the real life equivalent to the facehugger life cycle, where the it's an egg and it attaches to a body part.
You there, Ripley?
I'm right here.
Like the zine.
Okay, Ripley, I'm at the inner lock hatch now.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say something. It's under live prey than our dang seen by Hatcher.
They're clean, let us in.
What happened to Kane?
Something has attached itself to him. We have to get him to the infirmary right away.
What kind of thing? I need a clear definition.
An organism.
Like a guess wasp do that?
If we let it in, the ship could be infected. You know the quarantine procedure.
24 hours.
Where the
contamination? It could die in 24 hours. Open the hatch.
Listen to me. If we break quarantine, we could all die.
Yeah.
Would you open the goddamn hatch? We have to get him inside.
No, man. You keep him the fuck outside, no. Bro.
Can't do that. And if you were
damn,
position,
Ripley is right here.
Ripley, this is an order. Open that hatch right now. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Ripley, this is an order. You hear me?
Yes. I read you. The answer is negative.
Yes, Ripley's right in this situation here. Damn, the face hugger just went right through that fucking helmet. Like it wasn't jack shit.
my God.
Oh, my. Oh, what? Damn, I'm tighter.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, man, what is that? It's a face hugger, sir. That's what it is. It's how they get the larvae into the host body.
How are we gonna get it off?
Great prop here. It's the use of rubber and wire. His finger.
It's tearing his skull.
I know. He's not coming out without tearing his face off with it.
Yeah.
We'll have to take a look at him inside. Right.
Maybe he tried to. One of the movies, he tried to take the face hugger off and it didn't work out well. Alrighty, why are you wearing a mask, bro? Trying to keep up appearances, huh? Let me see. Doing an x-ray or CAT scan right now.
What's it got down his throat?
I would suggest it's feeding him oxygen.
Paralyzes him, puts him in a coma. Keeps him alive. What the hell is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, we gotta get it off him.
Just a minute. I mean, let's not be too hasty. We don't know anything about it. Now, we're assuming it's feeding him oxygen. If we remove it, could kill him.
Yeah, possible. It's possible that...
I'm willing to take that chance. Let's cut it off.
You take responsibility?
Yes, I'll take responsibility. Now. Get him out of here.
Where do you want to do this?
Make an incision just below the knuckle.
Okay, stand by.
Great, just a scalpel. Acid, acidic blood, yes, I forgot about this. Xenomorph species, blood is acidic. I don't know why it doesn't eat their home.
Next deck.
Come through two decks of like metal. Good.
Take a look at this, man. Yeah. Right, give me, what do you got, a pen there? Give it to me, quick. Come on!
Don't get any on your arm.
Yeah.
It stopped. Didn't say anything like that except, molecular acid.
Okay, acid.
For blood.
It's got a wonderful defense mechanism. You don't dare kill it.
What about Kane? Here's your pen, brother.
What do we do now?
Leave Kane to Ash. You get back.
Right. Does pen still work, man? Oh, they're still fixing the ship.
Thought sure that was it.
Okay. I like his shirt. I got it on the right.
We should have landed in this place in the first place.
Shouldn't have landed on this damn ball and all that.
Yeah, I'm just talking shit. I'm doing some work. I know that feeling. As soon as we can go home, this place gives me the I do that at work all the time. You know? So how you guys doing? Y'all doing good? So what's happening? Oh wow, okay, here we go. We're back. This guy's talking to, he's looking at this thing here. He has like a little face. He's going over their film of when they visit the ship, I guess. Something, I don't know. I don't know what he's looking at. Yeah, what is it? I think I know what it is. I forget what it's called. Do you want
something? Yes, I had a little talk. How's Kane?
He's holding.
Yeah.
And our guest?
Yeah, how's the guest doing? How's the face hugger?
Well, as I said, I'm still... polysaccharides. It's a funny habit of shedding his cells and replacing them with polarized silicon, which gives him a prolonged resistance to adverse environmental conditions. Is that nothing?
Yeah, so he's...
What does it mean?
Please don't do that. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
Well, it's an interesting combination of elements, making him a tough little son of a bitch.
And yeah. You let him in.
I was obeying a direct order, remember?
Ash, when Dallas and Kane are off the ship, I'm senior officer.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Oh, yeah?
You also forgot the science division's basic quarantine law.
No, that I didn't forget.
Oh, I see. You just broke it. Huh?
Look, what would you have done with Kane?
Well, follow the law?
You know, he's only chance of survival to get him in.
Quarantine?
Unfortunately, by breaking quarantine, you risk everybody's life.
Maybe I should have left him outside.
Maybe yes, he should have.
Jeopardized the rest of us, but it was a risk I was willing to take.
It's a pretty big risk for a science officer. It's
yes.
Not exactly out of the manual, is it?
I do take my responsibilities as seriously as you know. You do your job.
I know that feeling. Stay in your lane, he's saying. Stay in your lane. You don't know what's happening. Alrighty. Back again. Sorry for making too much noise here. Nice. Ooh, that shot's so good, dude. Dallas. Kid Dallas, dude.
Dallas.
I think you should have a look at Kane.
Why?
Something's happened.
Serious?
Interesting.
Ripley, meet me in the infirmary right away.
Alright, what's going on with Kane?
Where is it?
We gotta kill Jalen Hurt for him. Well, the facehugger is gone now. Where did it go? Who knows?
Dallas, please be
careful. Yeah, be careful, Dallas. So good. This guy's name is Dallas. That's Ripley. That's Kane. That's laying down on the bed. What do we see here? Okay. So I guess they're looking for that, the facehugger. Do you ever call it facehugger in the movies? Or is that just a fan thing that they call it? Oh, geez. Sorry. The little flashlight he has there. That's adorable. Okay. Bro, why is there no fucking lights in this damn ship? I don't understand that shit. What? Really, one and done kind of thing? These face huggers?
Kane? Dallas?
Oh, shit!
You okay?
I didn't see it. Was it in the other
head? What?
It's up there somewhere. Cover it with
that
damn thing,
will you? That's fine. That's a reflex action.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to have a look at this.
That's gross. Looks like a spider.
What it's going to do when it's dead.
I think it's safe to assume it isn't a zombie. Dallas, it has to go back.
Well, I'd assume it's not burned at stake, but you're the Senate's offset, your decision, Ash.
Dallas?
How come I gotta change my mind? All right, the decision's been made.
I'm not trying to change your mind, Dallas. I just want you to listen. Will you listen to... Just tell me how you can leave that kind of decision to him.
Look, I just run the ship. Anything that has to do with the science division, Ash has the final word.
How does that happen?
It happens, my dear, because that's what the company wants to happen.
Since when is that standard procedure?
Standard procedure is to do what the hell they tell you to do.
Yeah. Company. Who's the company?
I went out 5 times with another science officer. They replaced him 2 days before we left Thetis with Ash.
I don't trust him.
I don't trust anybody. What's happening with the repairs? How's it going?
I don't trust.
How did you tell me so?
Well, because there's still some things left to do.
Like what?
Well, we're blind on B and C decks. The reserve power system's
gone. No, that's a bunch of horseshit. We can take off without that.
Well, yeah, we can. You think that's a good idea?
Look, I just want to get the hell out of here, all right?
Alrighty. So they're going back up to the mothership. As you can probably hear, it's very, very loud right now as they launch.
Lost an air decks again. Number 2's overheating.
Spin on it for 2 minutes. Would you, for Christ's sake?
We're hot. We're getting hotter. Engine room, red clip status.
Control officer, it's you.
1 kilometer on ascension.
Engage artificial gravity.
Engaged.
I'm altering the vector now.
Vector. What's Vector mean?
Struts retract.
Struts retracted.
Okay. So far they landed on the planet. Somebody got attacked with a face hugger. She knows it's not good. Oh man. So at work, we're constantly cleaning stuff and cooking. We're going back. Big ass mothership with upside down titties on the back. It looks like a building.
What I think we should do is, I mean, he's got a disease. Why don't we stop it where it is? We can always get to a doctor when we get back home.
Right.
Yeah.
Whenever he says anything, you say right, Brett. You know that?
Right.
Right.
Parker, what do you think? Your staff just falls you around and says right. It's like a regular parrot.
Yeah, shape up. What are you, so kind of parrot?
Right. Oh, come on. Knock it off. Kane's going to have to go into quarantine. That's it.
Yes, and so will we.
Put them ice, dude. They should freeze them, like the guy is saying. Before the thing hatches. Oh. Kane. Come see him. Yeah, what do you remember?
What's the last thing you do?
Yeah, what do you remember?
You remember some horrible dream about smothering it?
Anyway, where are we?
Right here.
We're on our way home.
Yeah, back to the old Freezerinos.
Freezerinos.
Bedtime, I'm buying.
Hey, that's a break
time.
Yeah.
What happened
to this guy when he came back? That's it. This guy's looking at his face. Oh my god. Yeah. You okay, man? Okay, what's up, buddy? She's like watching. Oh shit. Give me out his fucking chest. Oh my god, dude. Shit's going down. Oh shit. He's a chest burster, boy. Little baby. Oh man. So how they did this scene was there's a little like dummy on the table and a whole John Hurt's like underneath the table, right? And they had like air, like a hydraulic pump piston thing, burst the chest burster out of the dummy, like fake blood and stuff. And to make it run across the table, they had like a little track going through this. Of a, what's it called? The stage with the, if it's a stage, yeah, whatever. And it's like, they go run across with a track. So it went, that's why it runs like pretty straight forward, pretty straight line. Oh, we're getting close to the 1 hour mark in the podcast. I might have to split this episode up here if it's too big. Let me do that. Let me hit a marker at the point here. About here. Okay.
This isn't just an ordinary prod, like a cattle prod. It's got a portable battery, it's insulated all the way here, all the way up to here. Just like that.
Alright, another. I'm trying to figure out weapons. Like a cattle prod.
Anyone see this thing or catch it in the net that Parker is holding in his lap? Parker, I don't want any heroics out of you, all right? Catch it, put it in the airlock. Channels are open on all decks. I want you to communicate. Keep in touch at all times, all right? Let's go.
The thing's growing so fast. It's crazy how fast it grows. Either, man.
Circus must have burned out.
Must have burned out, okay.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app.
Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.